What goes into creating a foundation? When you're pouring a foundation for an earthly structure, it's hard to even tally how many people are involved. Last week at our church, we had the privilege of pouring the concrete foundation for a ministry expansion plans. And I have no idea how many people were involved. There's the people who were involved in the planning, our members, our architect, the construction company. There's the people who were involved in getting ready for the foundation to happen, digging of the hole, setting of the forms, the rebar, all of that. There's the people who brought the concrete from the cement company, the pump truck to put it in the right place, the concrete finishers, the people who were making sure it was the right consistency and the right height, not even a quarter inch off. Way too many people to count how many people were involved in having a foundation for our ministry expansion project be just as it's supposed to be. However, when you're talking about the foundation for a soul, it's easy to count how many people are involved. One, Jesus Christ alone. And the scripture verse for us today helps us to keep that in mind. It's the follow-up of what happened last week in the devotion when Peter and John healed a beggar. He got up and walked and praised God, and they used that opportunity to teach people about salvation in Christ alone. Everyone was refreshed who repented of sin and listened to what they had to say. But some people were not refreshed at all. In fact, they were embittered and unsettled more than ever. The same people who were enemies of Jesus weeks before and crucified him now were enemies of Peter and John. And they demanded that these apostles say to them, "By what power or name did you do this?" Peter responded by saying, "Well, if you're calling us today to account for an act of kindness, then I will tell you by what power or name we did this. It is by Christ alone, whom you crucified and whom God raised from the dead. He is the one alone who gives salvation." Here's the verse that is the summary of Peter's message. When he used this opportunity of being on trial before the Sanhedrin to spotlight the foundation of Christ alone. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Why is Christ the only one responsible for the foundation of the soul that provides real salvation? It starts with the fact that he is the only one who has ever lived a perfect life. Everyone else is born sinful, not Jesus. Everyone else has sin in their life on a daily, if not second by second basis, not Jesus. Not even 1 second did Jesus spend being envious. Not even 1 moment did he roll his eyes at God or be me first frustrated when he didn't get his way or was unjustly blamed. He lived that perfect life, that even when not getting his way and being unjustly blamed, as the apostles were here, Jesus Christ perfectly loved those people doing the blaming and giving the unfair treatment. What's more, he didn't just live that perfect life and keep it to himself. He lived it and then traded it with our sinful lives. He took upon the sin of the world, all the envy, all the blame game, all the unsettled anger, and paid for it by being crucified. But then he rose from the dead as well, in victory. Nobody else has done that, have they? Nobody else has lived a perfect life without sin, been willing to take all that sin upon themselves and die for it with God's approval, and then be raised from the grave, conquering death for eternity. Because of what Christ has done all by himself, giving us the foundation for the soul, we are more than a conqueror through him who loves us. We have heaven waiting as our home. We're very confident of that. We know that God is on our side through thick and thin, no matter what is coming up in our lives, in the past, present, or future. We know that we always have something useful to share with people, and we can have a positive influence on their lives as we talk about this unique person, the God-man, Jesus Christ. Salvation, don't ever forget this, is not a combination effort. Salvation is built on the foundation of Christ's finished work alone.